what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
My goodness. My goodness, I just made it to the microphone. When you are trying to do the things that I do, and you have all of the things to do that I have, boy, it isn't easy, let me tell you. It is not easy, ladies and gentlemen. Not easy at all. But here I am. Tonight are going to have an emergency update from two people who know what emergencies are all about. The so-called hate crimes bill in Congress is the subject. And we do have Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, and with him, Harmony Grant, also with truthtellers.org. They here will be with us for much of the evening to talk about what has transpired in Congress with the contents of the ADL and its lackeys. And here, good evening to, should I say, not gentlemen, but Ted and Harmony. Good evening.
Good evening, Rick.
Hi.
How are you? Good. Good to have you back, Harmony, too.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a very busy week, and before we start off with the first break, Ted, I'm going to give you the mic to just tell us how things are happening very quickly in Washington these days on the hate bill.
Yes. Well, I got word, of course, last Thursday that the forces of Kennedy and Smith had introduced the federal hate bill into the Senate Judiciary Committee. And, of course, that's overwhelmingly stacked in favor of liberals and by a vote of about 13-6, I'm afraid, in favor of the hate bill. And then just on the day before yesterday, I got word that there actually was a hearing in the House of Representatives considering the hate bill, which we're very familiar with. That's Conyers' bill, H.R. 1592. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was on with Janet Folger yesterday, and a man, an expert witness actually, had testified at length there. And he said that he was greeted in a rather hostile manner by the members of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime. Mm-hmm. And Folger and this witness and other sources, including WorldNet Daily, are now saying that this bill will probably be going out of the Subcommittee on Crime toward the beginning of next week and heading on to the floor of the House for a vote next week. So we really have reached a crisis point here in which all who love truth and freedom have to rise up as they have never done before and protest to their House and Senate members.
Oh, that's exactly what needs to be done. And I'm asking, what do you think accounted for this very rapid turn of events? So hold that question in your mind. What the key fact have been, and what is the best way to approach these senators and representatives? I provide 443. That's the toll-free number. Jump aboard Uncensored Radio Free America, and hopefully it will remain uncensored by the providence of God. Amen. We'll be right back with Emily. Just a minute. Jump aboard. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive information for even the smallest transaction. Fortunately, stalkers looking at you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your ones, and all that you own? First step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advises others about in order to anonymously open a safety box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hard versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and methods the powers that be you to know. Travel, bank, work, and limitlessly live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-33-622.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, deemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? Your choice, you know. Only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give a rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there is such a great mystery to disease anymore. This being in the yeast in the gut and in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. So our program, you know, formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular job. Few months, we know we're doing something. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. I think that it'll work more than just on heart and circulation problems and other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our device link at rnlive.com. Toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
All right, I'm back now. I was told that I was breaking up when I was doing my intro here, and hopefully I'm not breaking up now. Hopefully I'm coming in clearly. I'm coming in clearly? Yes, I am. You can all hear me all right now? Very good. All right, Ted Pike and Hart are talking about, the hate bill, as we call it, and in the House Judiciary Committee and also in the Senate Judiciary Committee, a double-pronged attack on freedom is in high gear now in both houses. And let me ask you, Ted, what do you think is going on right now? What has been the... the fly in the ointment, maybe the motivating reason why this all of a sudden has picked up such momentum?
Well, you know, a number of weeks ago, Focus on the Family alerted me to the fact that Conyers was abandoning the original hate bill, the one that had the shorter version introduced by Sheila Jackson Lee, and substituting a longer, a tougher hate bill, which he was planning to introduce and then shoot through fairly rapidly. Well, that didn't happen before Congress learned several weeks ago, but I knew that he was not going to wait very much longer. Now, I got several, as I beginning of the week, that the Senate bill had been introduced, and I was expecting a strategy there to rush it through the Senate because, you know, the Senate hasn't had a hate bill up until last Thursday and haven't focused a tremendous amount of protest educational campaign on the Senate. I figured they were going to just wait in the House since they had received basically a tremendous amount of flack from the American people, and they're going to rush it through the Senate Judiciary Committee and try to ramrod it to a vote in the Senate. But I was surprised that very day the hearing was going on, and I hadn't heard about that. The hearing was going to the House, and they're planning on moving them ahead simultaneously. And the strategy here, of course, is to kind of overwhelm the religious political right, so we don't know exactly quite what to do, and people will be confused and don't know where to send their calls. And so, but we're trying to stay on top of that. And in recent e-alerts coming out of truthtellers.org, I'm carefully directing people to not only call their member of the House, but also especially put a lot of effort into the Senate. And people are calling me today and saying they are calling all 100 members of the Senate, as well as, of course, the senator from their district. And what we want to do, in a word, is we want to whittle down this Democratic margin. You see, in the Senate, you've got to have 60 votes in order to pass any kind of legislation. That's not true in the House. We only need half of the members of the House. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe the ADL have 60 or 61 members of the Senate who have promised over this legislation. But you see, that means they've enticed about 10 Republicans over from a traditionally opposed position mm-hmm. to the law over to their side. Now, if they blitz them tomorrow and the first of the week, overwhelmingly, especially these Republican turncoats in the Senate, there is a good chance that one or two of them will come back to the fold, back to the Republican side. Now, if that happens, literally, if only two members of the Senate come back to opposition to the hate bill will be destroyed in Congress for this session of Congress. It doesn't matter what the House will do. If one branch of the of Congress does not vote for the bill, then it is destroyed until 2 years from now. So this is an opportunity. I believe this is a very real possibility that if enough really concerned emails and faxes and calls came in tomorrow and the next day, literally submerging these turncoat Republicans, we can turn them back to the way of rationality and freedom, and we can save freedom again in this Senate.
Right, right. Harmony, do you know the names of these senators, some of the Republicans who should be contacted?
Well, we have all these names listed on our website,
right.
truthtellers.org, and the fact that there have been calls going in, my sister mm-hmm. was making a lot of calls mm-hmm. today, and she said that quite a few of the offices reported that they were getting a lot of calls protesting.
Absolutely.
That should encourage us, as Ted's saying that.
We've created, right here in my own, we've created a lot of calls, even though we have some of the most incredibly dumbed down and incredibly, totally ineffective congresspeople who have absolutely no idea what time of day it is. We've, registered them, we've made the protest, and let them be put on guard, on notice, that we are not going to countenance any more of our constitutional freedoms being eradicated by this body in Congress.
Well, actually, Rick, the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are very heavily stacked with hardline liberals.
Right.
And people say, well, I like to call the liberals, I like to give them some flack and bug them. But let me just read the liberal line here on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and you might just make a note that if you're going to call, if you have limited time and you can't call all 100 members, you might just omit some of these hardline liberals, which include the list of radical Jewish acts too. There's Patrick Leahy, of course, who's the head of the judiciary, rank liberal. Edward Kennedy, rank liberal. Joe Biden, rank liberal. Dianne Feinstein, a Jewish activist. Russell Feingold, Jewish activist. Chuck Schumer, Jewish activist. Arlen Specter, of course, a Jewish activist and former head of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And there are a number, several others here, others that I believe are probably Jewish. But if you have some really, really dyed-in-the-wool line liberal pro-hate bill people, you might call them, but don't spend very much time there. Go on to people who might not be quite so liberal or more moderate and might cross the aisle and vote against the hate bill.
Okay. So basically where it stands now is this weekend will be critical, and next week we will have an idea whether or not going to be moved right to the floor.
Well, I called both the House Judiciary and the Senate Judiciary, and on the docket, to my knowledge, there are no hearings. That was as of yesterday morning. The new posting went up this afternoon. I didn't have time to read it, but at government website at thomas.gov, you can read the docket for both the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and for Senate Judiciary Committee beginning next week. Now, this expert witness, Mr. Dacus from California, who testified at length there a day before yesterday, he said that keenly anticipates there'll be more hearings beginning next week, and he's staying in Washington to testify. And so he's expecting it, and in fact, sources are informing me that the word on Capitol Hill, even in the offices, is that the hate bill's time has come. It will be moving through, if not this week, next week, but very, very rapidly. And what these people like Conyers, Kennedy, and the rest of them are trying to do, you see, is get through faster than the political right can catch up with them. And I've been sounding the alarm. I had 6 national talk shows yesterday, but other new organizations are also in full hue and cry, bringing their people to this issue and calling millions of people starting to call.
Well, can I?
Yes,
Ted's absolutely
jump
right.
Right in there.
Ted's absolutely right that this is coming up really fast, as the Senate Judiciary Committee has posted that on Wednesday, the 25th, they're going to be having a full committee hearing on the federal role in helping communities prevent and respond to violent crime. So it doesn't specifically say hate laws, but we can see that's probably what they're going to be addressing on Wednesday.
Yes.
And if you visit the ADL website, as you, Ted, and Harmony have advised people to do their own emails, it's interesting how they have some new features. One of them is the European Union criminalizes incitement to racism. That word incitement, of course, is key here. And exactly what is incitement to the ADL and what is an exercise in free speech and inquiry to you and me may be obviously diametrically opposed ideas. The ADL has been successful in criminalizing speech and thought in Europe, in Canada, and now in the United States. If they get this book, this bill, really this bill, passed, then can just imagine what kind of activity will prevail in these United States.
Yes.
Well, as I just also wrote about in my latest article, the European Union is considering a law which would impose up to 3 years in prison for anyone who questions the Jewish Holocaust during World War II. So we can see that all the member states would be required to impose these harsh penalties on people who are straying from the orthodoxy they want to impose about this historical event. And so... You can see right there this culture of censorship, which is just taking over the West.
And hatred, really, because it is a form of warfare and ethnic genocide, if you will, because it's something that has been used and has been used, for instance, against German Americans since World War I and World War II. It's been used against Arabs today who sided with the Germans of necessity in World War II. And it's being used to punish us today in America in a very clever and devious way. I mean, they don't have the law yet. But the very idea that someone would be accused of hatred today is tantamount to accusing one of committing a crime, wouldn't you?
Well, just like you're saying, there's such a clear agenda, a political agenda behind these laws.
Oh, absolutely. And it's very stern indeed. All right, we'll be back. We'll take calls. Harmony Grant and Ted Pike tonight on the hate bill in Congress. Adams, stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increase in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Reid Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how York can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an RA to fund low deductible employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit YorkDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using the CoreDoc HRA concept. CoreDocuments is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let CoreDocuments help you with plan design. Do a Google search for CoreDoc or see us at CoreDocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Tastes terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, it boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health bits. Plus, it gives you energy, not a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It's great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where's some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.us. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles, ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify your air. I was so amazed. I put it in baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went to the site and ordered their Stay Simple Natural cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
All right, we are back with our guest. We do have callers, and you know, as I was just saying before we get back to the phones, it's very important that we understand that this is not a process that happens overnight. And the ADL, being the kind of organization it is, the frog in the kettle technique only works quite well in their situation, in their lexicon. And you know, that's a gradualist process whereby they intend to destroy freedom of speech and criminalize freedom of speech in a very gradual way. So the obvious philosophy is, well, let's chip away at the First Amendment. Let's chip away at the Bill of Rights. Let's chip away at the sovereignty of the states matter in these regards, local law enforcement. And eventually, we will get what we want. And this is what they have done along in state after state, where they pass these bills against so-called militia organizations, so-called paramilitary training, rewarding so-called hate crimes against selected minorities and protected classes of individuals. And now they have the global anti-Semitism law in the state. And what they're doing is going from gathering statistics to formulating policy. So it wasn't one easy fell swoop. It took time, and these people are prepared to take as much time as needed to try to prove their agenda.
Yes, they are. You know, getting back to Harmony's announcement that there'll be a hearing next Wednesday in the Senate, here we see how versatile and adaptive ADL is now in these liberal centers in the judiciary, that they're going to have a kind of a big town meeting there in Jerry, what to do about violent crime on the local level. You see, now, they're going to make the most of the shooting in Virginia.
That's exactly what I've seen, yes.
That's right. That's too good an opportunity to pass, and obviously that couldn't have come at a worse time as far as our struggle against the hate bill. But what they're going to say is that, yes, we do have an epidemic of hate and violent crime on the local level, and the problem is, folks, that there's not enough coordination between the federal level and the state level. If only we had a greater ability of the federal level to intervene in violent crimes on the state level, then we could have immediate action, we could have response, emergency responses, and proactive prevention more effectively. And this disjointed separation in powers between the federal policing powers and the local powers. Well, that's the essence of the hate bill right there, is a breakdown of states' rights, law enforcement, getting greater ability of the federal government to swoop down any time they hear about some kind of bias-motivated incident on the low level. So what they're doing is they're doing this very carefully and getting the American people emotionally involved in the need for federal control at the state level as motivated crimes.
Wouldn't that be something if they could pull it off in during this time of distraction,
yes,
if you will? And, again, crisis creation and crisis utilization comes to mind, where they will, as you just said, Ted, cite this latest example, horrific crime, as a justification for such a bill, even though this bill would have nothing to do with it and certainly wouldn't prevent it. If anything, it might very well be an impetus for creating more such crime. The backlash I see now, I see a tremendous backlash taking place. Everyone I've spoken to just shake their head in disbelief that we in America today have come down that road so far that we are witnessing fellow Americans, as in the case of the Philadelphia 11, be jailed for merely peacefully exercising their First Amendment rights. That is mind-boggling to many that did not know about it, thanks to the controlled media.
Well, I believe I could predict quite simply that an almost similar scenario will prevail in hearings at the beginning of next week, too.
Mm-hmm.
This shooting, and it's also been kind of paved by the Don Imus scandal, where these hateful and hurtful words have earned the ire and indignation of American people. This is all being played, you know, just like a cellist. The Jewish media is playing this, playing on our heartstrings, if you will, in order to incline us to be receptive to passing federal hate legislation next week.
Yes. And Harmony, you are writing quite well, and I appreciate your column from the truthtellers.org. Free speech, it's up to you. I like the way you referred to this Stalinist legislation. Isn't it interesting that that piqued my curiosity right there? And I read the entire article, and yes, indeed, it is a throwback to Stalinism here in America today. How ironic.
Yes, well, this just is an extremely crucial time in terms of our freedom of speech. There are many different attempts in this. This hate legislation is the ominous way that the L and Democrats in Congress are seeking to take away freedom of speech, and that's why we absolutely have to be vigilant in fight battle right now. And there are many distractions, including this massacre and also the Alberto Gonzalez issue, but this is the single most important thing that conservatives and others can be focusing on.
Yes, and it should be right across the spectrum. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech. We'll find more. We'll take your calls right when we come back in 3 minutes from now. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back with Ted and Harmony. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcaster, because you can handle truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families able to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, your creditors. To get your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to your future. Can solar help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think? One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new power generator. Use coupon code RBN with purchase and save an additional percent off your order. Get solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. How are you preparing ahead of the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, tight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're a grid, we have products for you. Stoves to Staber wash 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase us, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web. So visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, and they should be on the run, and we're going to make them run as fast as they can. Right now, I'm going to go right to the phones because we are building up a lot of calls, and steam is building up, and you heard the Ted and Harmony, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it's up to you to spread the word, get the word out, make the calls, send the telegrams, the faxes, the emails. Get on truthtellers.org. Do what needs to be done this year. Let me start off with Paul in Delaware. Hello, Paul.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay. I hope they're all doing well.
Yes, I'd like to thank you guys doing such a swell job in getting the word out. And I would like to say that, you know, a lot of people get caught up in trying to change. I think you just need to change their minds and show some results. And regarding this issue, I'd like to help people go to myspace.com/awakenfree and find a lot of educational material so that they can be educated and be able to defeat these people intellectually also. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that want to leave it all in God's hands, but he said we can do all things through him. So people need to start acting upon that, because I see a lot of people, they've got this defeatist mentality, and, you know, it's like hard to, you know, get them to understand, not necessarily convince them, but understand that they can do something and change the day better, because with these hate laws, these things are so slippery. You're talking about a serpent. I'll tell you, people, I don't know what they're waiting on. You know, it's like they're waiting for someone else to do it while they sit in armchair discussions. But, you know, that's why it's so important. By being an example of people that get results and people how to stand up for themselves, and these are just times, and we know about people who have, you know, been threatened with 40-year sentences for standing up and just, you know, speaking. So it is dangerous times, but it's going to get a lot more dangerous if you don't do something. And you know, if you don't do it, children are going to have to do it. So take action.
Well said, Paul. Thank you very much for that contribution. Appreciate your call. 800-313-9443. And that certainly is a motivation and inspiration, gentlemen. And more of that, don't we? We certainly do. All right, our next call is, let's see, Jeff in Vermont, is that right? Jeff? Hi.
Hey, Rick. Hi, Ted. Hey, Harmony. Ted, I just want to say that was a good analogy with Don Imus and pulling the Imus pulling the harp for the strings. I mean, that puts it in perspective because you're right, they need that, you know, because they're beating their media drum right now with trying to get this hate bill in through the Congress thing. And in my state, I've called my Leahy. He's my senator.
Yes, aren't you lucky?
yeah, this is something else. He's supporting it. The other guy, Bernie Sanders, he's a Jewish. He's supporting it. He puts the L in the word liberal. But
Marxist, an actual communist socialist. Mayor.
Yeah, he's an
Burlington.
Earl. Yeah, he's an Earl Goon. Way back. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, I mean, I don't have that much faith in the political system, and I'm doing what I can. If it does go through, or you know, pray that it doesn't go through. For a group of people that are just gonna go to court and just do what the hate crime says, you know, if you can't pick on homosexuals, you know, I mean, read the Bible right to the prosecutor, right to the district attorney. We don't care, arrest us. You know, we're gonna push it forth. I mean, if they want 1,000 people jamming their court systems, we're gonna do whatever it takes, because this is out of office. If you know, we gotta have all our ducks in a row and just try to hammer these guys. I mean, it's just
yes. Ted and Harmony, any reaction?
Well, that's cool, that's valiant, and I applaud your courage. But the history in countries where hate laws rule is that the penalties are so severe. I mean, we're talking about years in prison for so-called hate crime. Look at Ernst Zundel. He's already spent 3 years in prison. Now he's got 5 more ahead of him, simply for questioning the accuracy of the 6 million figure Holocaust. The nature of these hate crimes bills is they give penalties. They just are terrorizing of people. And there are noble people who go into the courts. But let me tell you, if you get indicted in Canada under a hate crimes charge, let's say written on a Canadian station, and he says homosexuals have a higher rate of AIDS than the rest of the population, he's looking at a minimum $5,000 fine for that. The station that has him on is looking at lost broadcast license. If Rick repeats that on the internet next week or something, Rick will be held in the contempt charges come, and Rick is heading for prison. And that, what that does, the liberals say that hate crimes send shockwaves of terror through the community. Well, a hate crimes law is shockwaves of terror through lovers of free speech. And the record, you see, we've had hate laws in Canada since 1971, and you'd think, well, Canada is a powerful and a free-loving nation. Surely the people would have risen up and thrown this off. No. The fact is, when you get socialism and these socialist guns and policies and government control of the media and so on, what they do is that there's a conspiracy, a concerted effort to dumb people down, lull them to sleep, and so on. For example, Harmony's sister has a dear friend up in Vancouver. She sees her summer, and they're devout local Christians, but they think the laws are wonderful. They think socialized medicine is wonderful. The government has been working on them, you see, all of their lives to teach them that the welfare state and all of its utopian values are really almost the kingdom of heaven on earth, you see. And so the time to deal with hate laws is not when you have nothing to lose. The time to deal with them is tomorrow. It's tomorrow, before these committees get started next week. We've got everybody. If nobody has ever called Congress in their life, this has got to be the one time they call. And the toll-free number, if I might.
Of course.
If people can't get truth tellers, we've got to get this repeated on this program. Toll-free number to do your minimum duty as an American citizen, which you call your House member and your Senate member tomorrow. Toll-free 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to Congress, 877-851-6437. In case that's jammed, you can call the toll number, which is 202-224-3121. Again, that toll number, the Capitol hotline, is 202-224-3121. Now, it doesn't make any difference if you have no idea who your member of the Senate or the House is. Just call, and the Capitol operator will ask for your zip code, and she'll send you directly. In 3 seconds, you'll be there at the House or the Senate office for the member of the House or Senate from your district. And give them a very simple message. Just say, please, don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. Now, I'm giving a broad statement there. Don't vote for any hate crimes legislation, because the truth of the matter is we've got a couple of other thought control bills in the House of Representatives, which are going to be moving the conveyor belt here pretty rapidly. So we want to cover them all. But right now, so much flack coming into Congress. They all know that the hate bill, it is next on the agenda. It's in the House Judiciary and the Senate Judiciary. So when you say hate crimes bill, please don't vote for it. They're going to know what you're talking about.
All right. How's that?
Great. Ted, I know this is a good question, but what's the president behind this thing? You know, I mean, we all don't like the guy, but what's his position on hate crimes legislation?
Well, historically, he did veto the EO's hate bill when he was governor of Texas. But when he, in his first term as president, he did that he would vote for some kind of quote-unquote modified hate crime legislation. And I believe he's generated so much since then that undoubtedly he would pass it.
All right. Thank you, Jeff, for your call.
No problem.
And, you know, we should mention also that, Ted, you know people, you just referred to one who did testify before Congress and was sort of roughed up from what you say. Now, let me ask you this. Have you petitioned to speak before the Senate Judiciary Committee in the House as a witness on this legislation?
Well, I have tried to do that in previous. Right now, I've literally been stationed here next to my phones.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, I did six national broadcasts yesterday, and the big ones before. I'm doing them all the way till Saturday night. I'm not going to have my vacation this week, day off. I just have to. My most effective role, I believe, right now is not talk to liberals in the. In the Senate Judiciary, whose minds are already made up, but talking to the American people. And actually, what I did yesterday was a little bit like Paul Revere's ride. I was saying the hate laws are coming, the hate laws are coming, and I was riding across the airwaves. Right now, that's where the Lord is leading me.
Well, I'm just asking because, you know, people, well, let's get down there and let's testify. And if you can't make it, maybe Harmony can make it or someone else who can represent the National Prayer Network, and it is a sizable audience you reach.
Yes, well, I did my liaison with the religious right, Guy Adams, and told him to get Robert L. Knight, who is quite a highly respected legislative philosopher and son, expert on the hate bill, to get an airline ticket and get into Washington and get a hotel and be there and be on the scene this week. He called Robert L. Knight with that message. I hope that he can find means to do that.
Amen to that. Okay, 1-800-313-9443 is our number. And Harmony, you jump in anytime you want now. Just jump right in with a comment or question, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, let's take another call. I believe Joe in Texas is next. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick. Harmony and Ted, I appreciate your work that you're doing. And I hear, Harmony, you and your father... on this session with our freedom of speech, what concerns me and what the American people know is that this freedom of speech bill is going to affect the internet and you and your father, Harmony, and
her uncle, you mean?
Her uncle, I'm
right.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And people like Rick, and where we're limited in what we can say and getting the information out to people that. That need to know the truth. And if they shut people like Rick down, they shut you and your uncle down, and, you know, my hat goes off to Ted because I know what you have to do in Congress. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, very few people on the liberal side, the Democratic side, the Republican side, are going to stand up for the American people. And, you know, when they cut off people like Rick and they cut off our representatives and our senators and shut down our internet, then we're just at the mercy. And, you know, I want people to not lose faith in God, man. Don't sell your soul out, because when you do that, you're going to just allow more people to come in. You're going to allow more people to take away our freedom of speech, people like Rick. And God bless you, man. And, but, you know, don't give up and keep fighting the fight and be the Paul Revere's like, man, and I appreciate him, man.
Thank you. Thanks for the inspiration, and you go to it yourself. Do the work.
Yeah, I'm still on the hill. I'm on the hills, Rick, and help watch the borders on the weekends. But, you know, y'all, you know, let them take our rights, because when they shut down the internet and we've got a majority in Congress in our United States that's going to comply with this freedom of speech bill, we're going to lose more rights than we realize, and there's going to be a lot more people that's going to do things that's like happened the past couple of days, and that's a new right we need to watch. And both of those rights, I mean, that goes back to our ancestry and making this country what it is.
Right.
And God, just don't lose your faith in Christ Jesus, man, and God, and what our our founding fathers, man, allowed this country to be, and they're trying to take them away. And don't let them do it, man.
We
and
won't.
God,
we
God
won't.
Bless you for your work, man.
Absolutely. I'm not going to shut up. That's for sure. Thank you very much, Joe.
I'd like to say that Joe's absolutely right that this legislation is going to affect people like you and us. And if anyone has any doubts about that, go to truthtellers.org and read the material that we have compiled demonstrating that this is a very Stalinist agenda, as I said, to control speech and to control what is said and to silence the religious right in this nation. Focus Family just put out another press release warning about H.R. 984, which we learned about, which is this grassroots lobbying bill. And that's just another attempt. This is a very, very concerted effort right now to push through these bills, which will cripple organizations like Focus on the Family and others trying to preserve morality and truth in our nation.
Well,
and that's why, as Ted said, it is our duty as Americans to pick up our phones and make these calls tomorrow and on Monday and Tuesday, because nothing else is more important. If we do not speak up now and we lose our freedom of speech and we allow organizations that are speaking truth to be crippled and taken out of business by this kind of legislation and by lawsuits, what kind of America are we going to have left
nothing.
In which to raise
we'll
our kids
nothing,
or go
that.
To our jobs?
Absolutely.
I mean,
it's no coincidence, Harmony and Ted, you know, that with the growth of the internet and alternative, real debate and real speech, which I want to talk about 1 week from the break, that the ADL has felt most threatened. I think the Jewish supremacists have very threatened by the idea that people can find forums where they can exchange ideas, exchange true history, get involved in investigating for themselves incidents like the so-called Holocaust and all of that. And that is threatening to them, because if enough people catch on, the gig is over, and so is this conspiratorial ideology that they exhibit. All right, we will be back. More calls, we'll take them, and more discussion with Ted and Harmony, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall continue.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific and healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since health coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee was healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just toll free. 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz for a sample when you're there, or get a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Hey, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps only purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby room, and it made a perfect night. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site, and their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and they're no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleWellness.com. That's O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is again just around the corner. As usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and widgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's belched from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment.
So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Okay, we're back now. Ted Pike is with us, truthtellers.org, www, of course. And yes, indeed, we'll give the number out the next hour, Ted and Harmony. But, you know, I was just saying a moment ago, hear me out now, hear me out. This is what I'm saying. I have sent and forwarded your emails, as well as others, to a whole bunch of people in talk radio, so-called mainstream talk radio, and they will not, I'm sure you have not heard from any of them. Nor will they even acknowledge the email. Now, why is that? Well, it's obvious they work for corporate media, and they instinctively know that if they invite someone like Ted Pike on to discuss the reality of this legislation and its implication in Congress, that would in all likelihood be the end of their career. Now, why is that? Well, proves the point that the media, major so-called mainstream, unfettered free media, are indeed controlled by the ADL types.
Yes. You know, Rick, I have a show host friend who told me that he, in earlier years, was quite a close friend of a commentator, a media television commenter who's well known. If I gave you his name, of course, everybody in the audience mm-hmm. would recognize it. Mm-hmm. And he called him up last year and says, why aren't you saying something about the hate bill and mm-hmm. the threat of hate crimes legislation? Mm-hmm. And he said, if I were to do that, he said, we get a list that comes down to us from network headquarters, which says what we can and cannot discuss mm-hmm. on the air. And he says, crimes legislation cannot be discussed. Mm-hmm. He said, if I discussed exactly. the hate bill on national television or had a program about it, he said, I'd be out of a job.
He would be on the unemployment list.
That's right.
Exactly my point. And why is that? Well, because of the total and complete control that the exercise for the media, they meaning the Jewish supremacists, the racists, the ADL types, they have an ironclad grip on the media. And it doesn't have to be every local station or every independent station. They don't have to come and say, hey, we're telling you what you can and cannot do today. They get the message. Why? Because they know if they want sponsors, advertisers, to be able to attract that kind of clientele, they either step in line or they get boycotted. I mean, it's that simple. I know because I was a victim of it myself when I did local radio in the early 1990s. And exactly the kind of boycott and treatment that they exhibit whenever they have an enemies list, and they have a big enemies list. It's just that simple. So along comes the Internet, and the Internet changes the whole political landscape, doesn't it?
Yes.
And they are so frightened and threatened by this Internet that have to find a number of ways, if not one, many, to try to destroy the effectiveness, if not the Internet itself. That's not really an easy task in and of itself. But it's not going to be with one fell swoop. It will be a multi-pronged attack. One of the ways we've talked about is neutrality. And that movement in Congress to try to basically make it almost impossible for people like yourself to have a website, to afford a website. So there are many, many assaults taking place, Ted, and many different fronts.
Yes. You know, just this last week, for the information of people who have been visiting truthtellers.org.
Okay, hold that thought.
I'll hold that thought
because we got 1 minute break and we'll be back and you can tell the story. We shall return. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, rbnlive.com.
It's true.